Our first speaker is Professor Per Eriksson from Lund University, one of whose many roles is to be the host of one of the first Atomium Culture events next week, just in advance of the Copenhagen Summit on Climate Change. So the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I've got 6 minutes. I tried to do it in 5 minutes, so I have the clock here. So. Really happy to be here, and Lund University is in fact the strongest Swedish research university, and we try very hard to combine education, research, and also innovation. And my own background is in fact I have been running a governmental agency for innovation and research for 8 years, and before that I was so to say having a startup university, an institute of technology, and we used in fact at that university education and research and interplay with industry very strongly, and saw this type where the university was located turn around from a backyard to one of the leading growth area in Sweden, concentrating on ICT. And so I was promoted to try to do the same trick for whole Sweden, and that's not so easy. But I was running an agency for innovation, and it was very interesting to understand really how innovation takes place. And it takes place not by doing innovation by yourself, but by interplaying, and you are very dependent on the interaction. And I will tell you something about that, and in the afternoon I will expand a little more. And I'm very happy also that Atomium Culture take into place the very importance of papers and communication. And I've been also launching a program for innovation journalists, because excellent journalists that really understand science and business and also politics and policy are very valuable in the way that we could change Europe and be a more growing and responsible continent, in fact. So Lund University is quite a strong university, where 2/3 of our budget is for research. We're very happy for the decision of the European Spallation Source that will be built now in Lund, and we are preparing for that, and we are very happy. That's quite a change also for us, and we think this is very good, not only for us, of course, but for the whole Europe. But unfortunately, it took quite a time for Europe to decide, so there is the same, but we will build a better, of course, but there is already one in Japan and in the US, so we are lacking behind, but now we are building as fast as we can. And we are part also of the League of European Research University, and we're happy for that, because I think we have to join forces between the strong universities in Europe in order to be competitive in the world and also to make Europe competitive. And, of course, we interplay with business and different societies around the university. Then, if we compare, and now I'm a little rude here, but if we compare Europe with Asia and America, you can see that Asia, they are concentrating products. They're doing also some services, but it's products. And they have this long time perspective. And for instance, China is running by engineers and economists. So they are very bold, and they go directly on things. And they are really making a change in the country. So please take you're lacking behind some picture. Please go on. That's the one. No, back. Yeah. Yeah. So they are concentrating on products and long-term perspective. America, as we know, they are concentrating on business. And they change. If the business doesn't work, they change. And what about Europe? We are making discussions like this. We're meeting and they're discussing policy. And then we invest heavily in subsidies in agriculture. And then we complain that we are not so competitive. I think we have to change. And I think there are some good change for that. And we have, in fact, to learn from Asia. And we have to learn from America. And this, I think, is a key issue for us, that we have to address the real problem and not just being polite and talking around, but addressing the things that are a real problem for us. Innovation, that means, in fact, new successful products, services, and processes. And this means interplay between business, university, and politics. Because it's a knowledge-based economy, so you can't rely just on business. You have to rely today very strongly on university. So, in fact, you can say that you today don't just keep it public-private partnership when you do bold things. You have to have public-private university partnership because it's a knowledge-based economy. And this, of course, addresses the university also to act differently and also to take part of the society and of business. And I'm happy to say that the motto of Lund University is to be, in Latin, it's to be prepared to be both. We have, you see the lion there, that's a book in the left hand, and we have a sword in the right hand. And the sword is then that we also would like to act. And I think we have to realize that the business, of course, is in competition worldwide, but also we, as a university, we are in the world competition. And you mentioned this world ranking list. We are on place 67 on Times Higher Education on the world list, and we're happy for that, and we try to go up higher for every year. But also policy, politics are in competition. For if the policy is not good, we will lose jobs and we will lose competent people. So that's the reason why policy is so important. And we have to form a center of excellence, not only in research, but also in innovation at our university. We have to understand innovation procurement, to buy things that don't exist, and then use researchers and use agencies that can evaluate ideas of how to do new things. And then, of course, address small and medium-sized company. And research by itself doesn't, in fact, make any money. It's, in fact, the opposite. Research transforms money to knowledge and competence. Innovation, on the other hand, transforms knowledge and competence to money and value. And if you have to make this really work, you have also to understand the needs from business and society. So that's a key question. Next slide. And if you're running a university, you can't just keep this innovation inside technology and science and medicine. So I'm very happy for our social scientists. They have ideas now how to introduce projects to get rid of the homeless, not get rid of people, but so we get rid of homeless people. So we can have a project, we call it Housing First, adapting from other parts of the world and introducing a new way of a new policy. And I'm very happy for that. So this is also could be also part of innovation. And in the afternoon, I will talk a little more about innovation journalism, that's a program that we have introduced. And I think this is very important. And this is very important that Atomium culture had taken newspapers and communication into a part. And this means also that the link between research and education to business and for innovation will be stronger and will be also scrutinized by good people from papers. Thank you very much. Thank you.